This is Unmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmel Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. Liberia joins the rest of the world to celebrate International Day of Democracy today under the theme Democracy and Conflict Prevention. This year's theme of Democracy and Conflict Prevention focuses on the critical need to strengthen democratic institutions to promote peace and stability. A more integrated approach to foster resilient societies calls for effective and inclusive democratic governance with respect for human rights and the rule of law. According to the United Nations, strong leadership to support democracy, strengthen civil society, empower women, and uphold the rule of law are conditions that preserve stability and peace. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has urged the newly inducted president of the University of Liberia to be vigilant and wise as she accepts the challenge of a new portfolio. Speaking Wednesday at the UL Fendel campus, where she presented Dr. Ophelia Weeks as new UL president, President Sirleaf encouraged Dr. Weeks to aim at academic excellence. The Liberian leader further expressed confidence in the leadership of the new UL president and encouraged her to emulate the good steps of all leaders who have gone before her and have left their imprint at the University of Liberia. For her part, Dr. Ophelia Weeks assured President Sirleaf that she will execute the duties assigned to her and underscore a number of strategies intended to improve the institution. The European Union Election Observer Mission to Liberia says it's in the country to neutrally and impartially observe the October polls. The Deputy Chief Observer, Alexandro Paziali, told a news conference in Monrovia Wednesday they will move across the country to monitor the process despite challenges of poll rolls. Alexandro Paziali said the Kenyan election is a lesson for all and will pay keen attention to the 2017 elections process. The news is coming to you from Unmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Tunisia's presidency has announced that women are now free to marry non-Muslims, the AFP news agency reports. The announcement upending the decades-old law comes a month after President Beji Caid Essebsi called for the government to scrap the ban dating back to 1973. Until now, a non-Muslim man who wished to marry a Tunisian woman had to convert to Islam and submit a certificate of his conversion as proof. Human rights groups in Tunisia had campaigned for the ban's abolition, saying it undermined the fundamental human right to choose a spouse. Tunisia's view has been ahead of most Arab countries on women's rights, but there is still discrimination, particularly in matters of inheritance, the report says. And thousands of people are fleeing Ethiopia's Somali region following clashes in recent days. According to the BBC, 18 people are confirmed dead following protests which erupted in towns in the east of the country, Adisu Ariga. He said 12 of the dead were ethnic Somalis, while the remaining 6 were Oromos. The BBC said that the trouble began when a special unit of police from the neighboring Somali region arrested officials from Oromia, who were then killed. This sparked protests and clashes between the two communities in eastern Ethiopia. Over the past few weeks, there have been clashes in several villages on both sides of the border separating Ethiopia's Oromia and Somali regions. That's the Unmel Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmel, you can log on to www.unmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmel2003, or twitter/unmelnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.